dying zetuti bod niyaz. The meaning of that dying is niyaz. Dar niyaz o faqr khud ra morde saz. Means make yourself dead in niyaz and faqr. Do you remember one part of niyaz was need? Extreme need means poverty. So it's faqr. This is, that's the domain. I start from niyaz to go to faqr. I start from need to go to not having. I mean, to fulfill it. So this is the gate. The opening gate for you towards faqr is this. If I start to talk about poverty, you may take it literally, or you should be afraid of it. Because poverty is the thing that should kill the animal. I don't talk about that faqr yet. Let's begin with niyaz, with your need. Because either you should have this niyaz or you should have naz. If you're the beauty one, do it. If not, if you're like me, you're not the Joseph, hang on to niyaz, because that niyaz is the meaning of the story I was talking about. Why did he die, the parrot?
He needed to connect with the other one.
The parrot, first of all, the parrot didn't know. Parrot sent a message, remember? That, okay, what should I do? I love you and I'm single out here. They showed him the way. You remember, he said, practically, they showed him. In practical way, if you want to join the parrots in the Garden of Eden, what should you do? You should hang on to the smell of the flower of that garden. You see, the merchant cannot bring that garden to the parrot. The merchant is bringing a rose, a flower. And that flower is the need. He showed him the flower. And the parrot realized that I should die for this. You know what? Because he was arrogant. Our parrot was arrogant. Our parrot was quite comfortable in a cage with a lot of servants around and good attention of the merchant and all that, right? And he likes to write love letters to say, okay, I love you. I love you is not enough. You have to die for it, which is death. Dying for something is the absolute of a relative attitude. Relative attitude is neediness and wanting, and at the end is dying for it. I die for something means that I want that stuff seriously. If not, okay, there's something I want a lot, but I'm not dying for it. Means, this is the merchant talking, right? The merchant counts about, okay, how much does it cost? How much does it cost? He said, cost is this. If you want to be freed from yourself, the cost is dying. Dying, I meant needing and dying. So it's not physical death. Dying for it. I mean, need it and realize that this need is the only need, is the basic one. That's what you want. The rest you don't need. Focus your need. What is your need? Smell of this flower. To go. The parrot should fly by himself or herself. Nobody should transport the parrot, because this is what the game is. Firaq al-Salaam means being separated and trying to join, to go back. That going back, you should do, but you will not. You need this smell. This smell will let you emphasize on your needs. Then you will realize that you don't need anything but that. Then you will go. Yes?
That the breath of Jesus may revive thee and make thee fair and blessed as itself. How should
did, did you see how he declared this death temporary? You die for it, then the breath of Jesus will do this stuff. Messiah will revoke you, you will invoke you, you will come back to life, and the second one is the real one. So, understanding the importance of this smell and accepting it as a good hint to self-realization. I'm full of needs. Well, there's only one need that really I have to concentrate on, and that's me joining back, coming back from this separation. That's what it was. All the story I was saying was this. Die from this, then you will come back to life. You know how? The thing that you don't know, when Jesus will bring you back, what will happen to you? You know the Lazarus?
Lazarus,
yes. Lazarus had a very short life, and that's not it. This Jesus will bring you back to be like him. They bring you this flower to take it to the garden to become like them. That's how you will be saved. Not only you will come back from that, you will be beautiful and celebrated like the Jesus himself. That's how we will choose you. Repeat it, please. That the breath of Jesus
may revive thee and make thee fair and blessed as itself.
As himself, what itself?
Himself.
Because it will be a difference there. It's
maybe referring to the breath.
He's referring to the breath.
Good. Then?
How should a rock be covered with verdure by the spring? Become earth, that thou mayest grow flowers of many a hue.
Means? What is the difference between a stone and earth?
The stone, well, the earth is the broken down stone that's been crushed, and wind has worn it, wind and rain.
We're not talking about the process of making stone.
That's a
difference.
What is a big solid
stone? Stone is strong, looks strong, but earth looks weak. And it is. Because mainly the first use of a stone is to knock something. And with earth you cannot knock something. But Rumi later will say, look at this earth. A little bit of water, a little bit of sun, then you have a brick. Here, we say, you know what? If you're a piece of a stone, the spring doesn't help you. It will make no difference. Because have you ever seen a stone to grow when the spring is there? Be the other stuff, the humble one, the not strong one, the not self-contained one. Because a stone is self-contained, right? Then you put it in any shape of different stuff, it will take that shape. But the stone is self-contained. Say, and you, for so many years you have been self-contained. Have you ever tried the opposite? For so many years you tried, how many hours you work on your self-confidence? This mean coming strong and say, this is what you're doing. Two things you're doing. You try to be better and you try to indulge yourself and attract the compliment of flattery and all that. That's why everybody tends to.